السلام عليكم ورحمة الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أنت السلام ومنك السلام. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته، ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise that are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had given us this beautiful day of Eid, alhamdulillah, that we are celebrating this completion of the month of Ramadan, of fasting the entire month, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and all of you to see the completion of the entire month, to witness the blessings of it, and being able to be there to gain Allah's rahmah and mercy. That we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. And what are we celebrating? What are we celebrating on this day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that question in Surah Baqarah when he's speaking about Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the purpose of the of our celebrations is to لِتُكْمِلُوا لِعِدَّةَ وَتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have completed the days in the month of Ramadan, that Allah has made that possible for us. And to make takbir, to kabbir Allah, to make takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What for? There's so many things to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Ala ma hadakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us for. This is why we're making takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the guidance, from the hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The guidance that me and you follow, that alhamdulillah, that received us, that we are lucky enough to call ourselves Muslims. Only 2 billion people on the face of this earth are walking around saying that they are Muslims, alhamdulillah, out of the 6 billion or so, right, that have received this message, that have acknowledged the message, and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct way. So we are celebrating hidayah today, my dear brothers and sisters. We are celebrating guidance. And when we look into the world around us, we have individuals that don't worship anything. They don't even acknowledge their Lord, right? That they have no guidance at all, right? And some people at my work, I tell them, like, what do you worship? Nothing. They're like, nothing. We have grew up with nothing at all. For me, it's so mind-boggling that you worship nothing at all. You don't thank your creator at all. We have that that's going on in our society. We have the lack of modesty that's in our society. People have no idea in terms of guidance of what to dress and how to respect each other. Animals sometimes have more covering than people in our society, unfortunately, right? This is coming from the lack of guidance. We have still have the problem of racism and nationalism that's plaguing our society. It's plaguing the world. We have countries invading each other that have the same border because of nationalism. But alhamdulillah, they have no guidance in this that has not reached them on how we're supposed to act and interact with each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this guidance. We have people who listen to certain music and certain things that have no idea what these people are saying, but they put it into their ears. We have people who watch certain things that have no idea what they're watching, but that's the trend right now that's going on Netflix. So they watch it. They just follow everyone else, if you will, right? The world is lacking guidance. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you that guidance. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was around people that took statues that they made with their own hands. Think about this. And placed in front of them. And they spoke to it. And they said, this is my Lord. You're going to cure me. You're going to heal me. You're going to protect me from evil. And they will sacrifice animals for that statue. And they'll make tawaf around that statue. Yeah, look at the people that was around there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and took people from dhulumat ila nur. Take people from darkness to light. And what happened to that Meccan society? What happened to the Medina society? What happened to that whole Arab peninsula? Flipped upside down. That the guidance of Islam came to them. And it changed people. And this is what we're celebrating, my dear brothers and sisters. That's why we're making takbir. That's why we're doing the takbirat. To echo off these walls. To echo off into the streets. Let that fill the ears of people. Is a praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not the songs and things that they listen to. That we should be proud that we are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right way. And that we have gave that guidance. That we are celebrating. And what are we celebrating that gave us all this guidance? Is that the Quran. That the Quran, alhamdulillah, that came and brought that nur to the people. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me and you able to acknowledge that book and to read from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so much guidance in it. When people go through issues with their family and they don't know how to interact, Allah gives us a story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, how they had envy and jealousy with each other. But how did they end up? How did they get along with each other? Allah gives us that guidance, if you will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran makes people question of what they worship to let them know, what do you worship? Is that the true God? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father, where he asked his father, why do you worship something that doesn't hear, that doesn't see, and doesn't benefit you? He's begging, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making people think about what they worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Isa alayhi salam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Isa alayhi salam, as mentioned in Surah Ma'idah, where he says, did you tell people to worship you and your mother and take you as two gods? Isa alayhi salam will say, subhanak. There's no glory to you, Allah. It's not for me to say what I have no right to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes people ponder on that. Is he truly the son of God? Did you think about what that even means? Allah makes people ponder on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the lessons of how do we handle when we go through our medical health issues, when we get sick, when a cancer comes on people, when diabetes people are facing, when sickness comes. He gives us the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, where a noble prophet had everything going for him, right? Had his family, he had wealth, but Allah took it all away with a sickness. His family left him, his wealth left him, but how did he handle himself? How did he keep faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ah, that's hidayah for me and you, my dear brothers and sisters. As Allah says in the Quran, dhikru lil abideen. That is a remembrance for those who are worshippers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we face someone's people criticize us and try to defame our character, say things about us that are not true? That's hard to deal with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a story in Surah Nur about Aisha radiyallahu anha. When they gave the false accusation against her, how did she handle herself? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What do you do in those moments? We have that hidayah. And the biggest thing that mankind suffers from, my dear brothers and sisters, is how do you handle yourself when trials and tests and accidents come your way? When you don't understand, why did I get an accident for? Why am I suffering? Why can I not get a job? How do you understand that? When you don't know the wisdom behind it, Allah gives us a beautiful story in the Quran, the guidance of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr, where Musa alayhi salam is not understanding what's happening in front of him. Alhamdulillah, we read this story, right? How do we understand these things that are happening? But we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, has blessed us with all these lessons in this book, all these things for us to ponder on, to help us navigate this dunya that's kind of tough to get through sometimes, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and you with this guidance, where other people don't have that. The other people are not blessed to even acknowledge the Quran. This is what we're celebrating, my dear brothers and sisters. This is a great moment that we're celebrating this guidance that has sent down to us. I said what I've said. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me and to forgive you. So ask for forgiveness for him, for indeed he is oft forgiving. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My last two messages for you, my dear brothers and sisters, is for my love for you, is that the message of family and brotherhood on this day. Family is of the utmost importance in this deen. It's up there to almost right under the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bir al-walidain, to have respect for the parents, to have respect for your relatives, to keep those connections. And on this day, my dear brothers and sisters, as we are exiting the month of Rahmah, as we're exiting the month of Afu, of pardoning, where we made that dua, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are af. You are the one that pardon. Help us, pardon us for our sins. Now as we're leaving the month of Ramadan, we carry on our shoulders that message of rahmah, the message of pardoning. And now when we're dealing with our families, we show it to them the first and foremost. As we're celebrating on this day, we celebrate with our friends, we celebrate with our community. But the first and most important people that we should be celebrating with is our families, our brothers, our sisters, parents, uncles, aunts, nieces, cousins, etc. And if there's issues, because family always brings some type of interesting dynamic, doesn't it? That there's always sometimes a little rift and raff every now and then. But that's dunya, that's all part of the game. But here that we could take a little bit of that rahmah from the month of Ramadan, a little bit of that afu, of the parting on this day and this month, on this day of Eid, and we could show it to those individuals in our family. At least the minimum we could do, at least give salams to them. That we could at least say Eid Mubarak to them. Maybe you don't want to hug them. Maybe you don't want to give gifts to them. But this is the least that we could do on this day of celebration, my dear brothers and sisters. And what is better is to give gifts. Everyone loves gifts. Even though you have people in your family that say, please don't buy anything to me, I got everything. Believe me, still get them something, even if it might be small. Even if it's not the same gift card you've been giving to them for the last 5 years. Get something for them, inshallah ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, where he says, hadu tuhabbu. He says to give gifts that you will love each other. Everyone likes gifts. I like gifts, right? To give the gift, alhamdulillah, it breaks the good to the soul that this person thought about me. This person went to the store and at least bought something to me. Gave me a card, alhamdulillah, give something to me. That makes people feel good. That keeps ties nice and strong. And especially on this day for your children, my dear brothers and sisters, make this a special day for them. They live in a society where they are the minority. With all the other holidays out there, with all the weirdness and people celebrating and putting pumpkins in front of their houses and believing a man in a red jacket coming down your chimney, they believe they have all this stuff surrounding them. Make this day special for them. Celebrate with them. Get them something, if you will. Be joyous with them, inshallah ta'ala, that they understand their identity. They understand who they are, and they're proud to be Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. And also, like I said, keeping the family relationships. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that al-rahm, that kinship, family ties, muta'allaqun lil-arsh, that it is tied, the family relations is tied to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the relation, this kinship says, Man wasalani wasalullah. Whoever keeps ties with me, Allah will keep ties with that person. But whoever cuts me off and cuts kinship, Allah will cut kinship with that individual. It's a stern warning, my dear brothers and sisters, that we keep ties on this day. My last message is the message of brotherhood. Alhamdulillah, it's so beautiful to see all the people in this crowd. If you wish you could be up here and see what I am seeing, all the different clothing people are wearing, mashallah, right? The different colors, the different languages that we have. This is what the deen is about. This is what humanity should be about. That we're not fighting, that we're sitting next to each other as servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you will get up and you will celebrate, it's normal that people go to their own families and they're going to their own friends, alhamdulillah, they should. But give greetings to the people that you might not know. At least give them salams. Tell them Eid Mubarak. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what are the best actions of Islam? The Prophet said, tut'im ta'am, is to feed people. We prayed our salatul fitr, alhamdulillah, that's going to feed people. And then he says, taqra salam, that give salams ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Give salams to the people you know and the people you don't know. The Prophet said, the best actions of Islam is giving salams to the people you know and the people you do not know. You walk right by there, but that's your brother in Islam. That's another believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's not many of us here in Southern California. That's another sister that believes in you, that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what, at least greet them with salams, even though they might not speak your language, even though they might not know them before, but alhamdulillah, they're worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they should be honored in your eye, inshallah ta'ala. At the end, we make dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our ties of brotherhood, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Anta salam wa minka salam. You are the source of peace, to give us peace on this day, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank you for guidance and the hidayah. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us remain on that guidance, Ya Rakini Mi Rabbil Alameen. Thabit kulubina ala deenik, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given us this Quran. Make it rabi'a li kulubina. Give it, make it a light to our hearts, Ya Rahman. Wa nur sururina. And make it a light to our chest, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless our families. Help us pardon them on this day, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. Forgive them for their wrongdoings and keep our hearts attached to each other, Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. Allahumma alif bayna kulubina wa aslid dhata baynina wa ahdina subul salam wa najjina min al-madhulamat ila nur wa najjibna min al-fawahisha wa ma dhahara minha wa ma batan wa barik lana fi asma'ina wa abasarina wa kulubina wa azwajina wa dhuryatina وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Eid Mubarak, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Greet each other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.